This recording, England 52, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. She was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She had a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Karma, Karma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Karma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm. Then, singing a tune to her, finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Karma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine pain so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. There again, I was born in Cardiff, in Wales, and then moved down to Somerset at a very young age. I was only born in Cardiff because parents were down here, and father's family were a Devonshire family anyway. So I moved down here, and there I lived until I joined the Navy at 16 and a half. And I came out of the Navy at 21. And during the war years, of course, and then after that, it's going to work, and I've done mechanical work most of the time until I retired about 10 years ago. I worked in Wellington in Somerset, I worked in Taunton in Somerset, I worked in Bristol, Avon, which is a city and county of Bristol then, but it's Avon now, of course, and then I moved from here down to North Devon, been in here 35 years. Yeah, so you've got Littleham just outside Biddeford, which is a nice little village. There's Parkham, which is also another nice little village. There's Horns Cross, there's Bucks Mills. And going the other way, you've got Eastleigh, you've got Goodley, that's up over east of the water. You've got Fremington, that's a little seaside place on the way to Barnstable there. Westward Hall, of course, you know about. Beyond the other side of the river there, you're looking towards, over the sand dunes, you're looking towards Broughton. That's the other side of Barnstable. And of course, to get to Broughton, you're all the way into Barnstable around, because unless you have a boat across the river. So around there, over to Broughton, then goes on to Croyd, and Croyd Bay, and Willacombe, Ilfracombe, Coombe Martin. Then you're heading back into Somerset again, Exmoor. From there you're over to Exmoor, and then you can proceed then right into Taunton, Somerset. That's a sort of roundabout route that way. Going the other direction, going this way down the coast road from here, you go down to Bucks Cross, Bucks Mills, Clovelly, and then of course you're heading into Cornwall then. You get down to Weybridge, and then the coast takes you right down the corner of Weybridge down to St. Morgan, which is the Air Force Base, American Air Force Base, and down there. That's down the coast road. Going the other way, of course, you'd head towards, heading east, then you go to Torrington, and you're heading towards Exeter then, Crediton, and then to Exeter, and then of course you're on the south coast, and then you've got Exmouth, Sidmouth, Lyme Regis, they're all the seaside places on the other coast there.